Gun control measures often come to the forefront of national conversation after high-profile mass shootings. In the weeks following the shooting at an Orlando nightclub, four bills restricting some gun sales failed in the U.S. Senate, while a recent CNN poll shows 90% of Americans support tighter measures. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino recently visited one gun shop to see how the response to mass shootings affects gun sales.
Memory's Sportsman Shop and Taxidermy Studio has occupied the same small storefront in Sharpsburg since 1990.
See you, Tom. Take care.
Thank you.
All right,
owner Sam Stelitano says he's seen a lot of customers in the past few weeks. One of his regulars, Tony Urbanic, is in. He says he got his first gun when he was young for self-protection.
The second gun I bought was an AR-15 assault rifle. Was just for sport, for shooting.
He considers himself a collector, has 30 or 40 pieces. He came to Stelitano to trade a handgun for an AK-47, but he's also thinking long-term, outside his personal collection.
It's an investment perspective on my part now with all the shootings. These long arms are going to just go up. So what I do is I buy as many as guns as I think that will be banned, and I sit on them until the so-called ban comes into effect under the panic. When people can't buy them from the companies, I sell them for top dollar.
He says lots of people fear one day the government will implement a ban on long arms or rifles, and that drives up prices. Urbanic says there are also a lot of people like him speculating about the future of the gun market. Shop owner Stelitano says, yeah, emotions can be a major market force, like after the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary. He points to an AK behind him.
Wholesale AR-450 and fallen neighbor to AR-50 if you could find them.
Now, after the Orlando shooting, business has spiked again. Stelitano picks up the phone to help customers with trades. He has to call in for a background check.
Ninth caller waiting for a quick check. Usually, like last week before the shooting, 2-3 minutes, I got a check. So it's showing you the response. People are out buying guns. So that puts a backlog on the instant check system.
That system is PICS, the Pennsylvania Instant Check System for firearms transactions. All licensed dealer purchases and personal handgun transfers have to go through a check. Major Scott Price says there's a constant influx of demand within the system. He's a bureau director with state police and says his department keeps an eye on PICS use trends so they know how to staff the phone lines.
The gun industry, it's very susceptible to political trends, political discussions, and then the normal seasonal variations. And we try to look at all of those, and I think they all have an impact.
He says in general, year over year, the PICS numbers are up. More purchases are happening. Within each year, however, those numbers fluctuate. Price says spring and summer sales are moderately low, while the phones at PICS really start ringing in the fall.
Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. We know that the following Monday is the start of big game, is the start of deer season, antler deer season in Pennsylvania. So we always see a spike, and then that's normally continuing throughout the Christmas holiday. People are buying firearms eventually as gifts and things of that nature.
Price says he can also predict PICS use by looking at gun manufacturer stock prices. He says Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia was a prominent defender of gun rights, and after he died earlier this year, Smith & Wesson stock saw a significant uptick. Stocks also rose after the Orlando shooting. Price says the cause is twofold. People fear more gun control, but also fear for their safety and buy protection weapons. As far as concerns about access to long-arm guns, or so-called assault weapons, Price says as of right now, most 18-year-olds can legally purchase them in the state.
If that individual is not prohibited, they can buy a rifle, whether it be, you know, a bolt action or a gas-operated semi-automatic or a lever action. You know, in Pennsylvania law, a rifle is a rifle is a rifle.
At Sam Stelitano's shop, he's still waiting on the PICS phone line.
Now, after the Sandy Hook shooting up there, there was backlogs that you'd be like 2 hours, 3 hours. It's a panic mode with the people. So it's unbelievable.
Stelitano says business is good, but he worries about people making emotional purchases and says he'd prefer to sell only to gun collectors in order to ensure his weapons don't end up in the street or in the wrong hands. Last year, he began liquidating his inventory, and as soon as he closes up shop, plans to focus exclusively on his taxidermy business. I'm Virginia Alvino, 90.5 WESA News.